Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy of the Baltimore Sun's Washington Bureau. John, we're all sort of waiting, I guess, to see some polling on what the state of play is between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump after the debate. And I'm not sure that there's been much, actually, but I wonder, what's the point of view from Washington?
Well, I think Clinton certainly has picked up a little bit of a bump from the debate and in the days following the debate. You look at a state like Florida, for instance, where Trump was ahead as recently as 2 weeks ago. Clinton now has a small lead there. You look at a state like Pennsylvania or a state like Colorado, let's say, where she had kind of a razor-thin margin heading into the debate, and she's managed to build a little bit of a cushion for herself in the debate and the days that follow. So, look, I think the ball is going to bounce a little bit on both sides of the net in the next few weeks. But I think right now it's clearly advantage Clinton.
What do you think is the best reason you can give for that, or that others give for that?
I think this election, we're all sort of questioning the conventional wisdom. One thing that I think is a constant is that if you're not driving your message, it's hard to convince voters to vote for you. And so I think, you know, Trump laid down some pretty decent attack lines on Clinton, this idea of her as an institutional actor at a time when voters are looking for anti-establishment candidates, her sort of inconsistencies on trade. Those are all good lines. But, as much as he is talking about a former Miss Universe, talking about not releasing his taxes, talking about the New York Attorney General looking into his foundation, when he's talking about those things and defending himself, it's hard for him to bring out the arguments he wants to bring out and sort of drive his message. I can tell you, at least in Maryland, in the Maryland polling, which is what I look most closely at, there does seem to be his support is a little bit squishier than hers is. There are people who support him who are willing to say they are more likely to support Clinton than vice versa.
What would you be looking for as we go forward in the next month?
Well, look, so we have another debate on Sunday. And so I think what I'm most interested in is, can Trump sort of stay on the message? Can he sort of deliver these attack lines, not take the bait from Clinton when she tries to bait him, and sort of stay on the message that he needs to do? You know, I think the other thing to be looking out for, obviously, is ground game. You know, it's one thing to tell a pollster that you're going to come out and vote for somebody. One of the hardest things in politics is to get some of these people who have not voted or have not voted regularly to actually show up. And that comes down to the ground game. Clinton certainly has one of those in these battleground states. Trump is developing it, but so far it's less than Clinton. And so it remains to be seen, I think, how quickly and how effectively he can get those ground game operations up.
John, thanks so much. I think that gives us a sense of where we're headed and what to look for. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith. And you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.